Well, of course, the fact that visitors coming to Namibia have to fill in a visa form where they are asked whether they suffer from a contagious disease, including HIV and AIDS, which legally then is a basis to refuse them entry in the country, is a difficult issue to face. So it's basically a discrimination against people who are suffering from a disease. And it, of course, gives a strong impression that there's a right thing to do and that that helps in a public health response to HIV and AIDS.
So it's more than a human rights issue. It's also a medical issue, in your view?
Yes, absolutely, because there is no evidence whatsoever that limiting mobility or travel of people living with HIV has any effect on the epidemic. And in this sense, people who live with the disease, and in Namibia we have a prevalence, an estimated prevalence of around 13%, get the wrong impression that they should be somehow contained in their mobility and in the rights to move around freely.
Now, as you know, the United States and China recently lifted their long-standing HIV travel restrictions, but UNAIDS says more than 50 countries, territories, and areas continue to impose some form of restriction on the entry, stay, and residence of people living with HIV. What is the effect of that?
Well, the effect, of course, is most of these regulations and laws were put in place in the early days of the epidemic. And countries have not, like in Namibia, regulation has never actually been applied in Namibia and have not seen the necessity to act upon that. But as I said, it of course gives a very wrong impression of how we treat people living with HIV. We know that stigma and discrimination against people living with HIV, various forms of stigma and discrimination, reduce to a large extent their access to services and the capacity to access services. So that's why it's so important to work on the lifting of these regulations. It has a huge symbolic value, but it also has a very effective aspect of showing people living with HIV in your country that, look, we care about you, you are equal to all other citizens, and we do everything to put in place a framework that allows us to provide the best possible services and to access these services. And that is why UNAIDS Executive Director Michel Sidibe has made 2010 the year of the lifting of the travel restrictions. Why it's important that countries as the U.S., China, and Namibia actually effectively lift these regulations.
If he's made that declaration for 2010, will this issue be addressed at this month's International AIDS Conference in Vienna?
Yes, I think there will be several activities that will pull the attention of participants at the conference and the leaders that will be at that conference. There will be several press conferences and other activities that will raise the awareness around the necessity to lift this travel ban.